Katherine Johnson, the West Virginia woman behind much of NASA's 20th century space accomplishments, died Monday at 101 years old. As an African-American woman, Johnson paved the way for many Black female aerospace workers. In her 33 years at NASA, she helped calculate flight paths by hand for America's first space mission as well as the first moon landing. Johnson was the inspiration for the book and Oscar-nominated film Hidden Figures. She grew up in White Sulphur Springs, which was at that time segregated. Black women couldn't go to school past the eighth grade. However, Johnson finished high school by traveling 130 miles for better education. She went on to become the point woman for space calculations in NASA's early years. She was later awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2015. In response to her death, the West Virginia legislature held a moment of silence Monday. After Democratic lawmakers attempted to revive the Katherine Johnson Fair Pay Act that would have ensured fair and equal pay for women in the workforce.
In honor of the great West Virginian and American hero, Mrs. Katherine Johnson, whom died today, I'd like to make a motion to discharge House Bill 4885, which is the Katherine Johnson Fair Pay Act, from the Judiciary Committee, which died on Friday.
That's Delegate Sean Hornbuckle, a Cabell County Democrat. He requested the full House revive the Fair Pay Act, which was never considered in its assigned committee. Hornbuckle's request failed 58-40. In the Senate, a similar request from Bob Beach, a Monongalia County Democrat, failed 12-21. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Charleston, West Virginia.